Hello, everybody. I am back with a brand new episode of my new podcast, The Shore Store. So if you follow any of my other podcasts, then you've just heard me tell the story before. When I first started, did I make that up? I didn't really know what or like what specific thing my podcast was going to be about besides reality TV. And then obviously it turned into 100% complete Jersey Shore, Floribama Shore podcast, which I absolutely love. I love doing. And so I just figured it would be appropriate to change the name of the podcast, the title. It's just way easier for people to find if they're looking for a Jersey Shore podcast. So, and of course, with that being said, guys, I can't believe I missed the 1 year anniversary of my podcast. Last night, I was literally thinking, I'm like, it's gotta be around a year now that I've been doing this. And I looked it up, and my first episode I posted on September 8th, 2020. So happy 1 year anniversary to me and to this new podcast, The Shore Store, which I hope everybody is loving and enjoying. I know I always have guests. I prefer to record with guests. I like laughing and hearing other people's views and whatever on whatever episode I'm doing. But today it's just new season and everything, and I just thought it would be appropriate to do this one solo. But if you want more content, of course, on my Patreon, I have all of season one of Snooki and JWoww on there. I have season four of Floribama Shore. If you want to watch that, I will be, or listen to that, sorry, I will be covering the new season of Floribama Shore, as well as the new season of Double Shot at Love with Vinny on my Patreon. I was gonna do one or the other, but I was like, I might switch them every week or whatever, but either way, I'm going to do both. So if you're interested in that, go to my Patreon. It's called patreon.com/shorejustine. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and being part of this journey with me. And I love doing it, and I'm just so excited to see where this takes me. So thank you guys so much for the support, and here we go. Italy, this iconic fucking season of Jersey Shore, where there's a few moments whenever I talk about this season with people where we look back and, you know, we think of the Snooki and Gianni getting to that awful fight. And one of the reasons why to this day people don't like Gianni for Snooki, of course, Mike bashing his head up against the wall and ending up in the neck brace. Those are probably like the two most, but there's so many moments that don't get talked about enough in the fandom. And I'm just so excited to go back and talk about them. And also, this trip has been talked about quite a bit on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, of course, because Mike admits that he was going through drug withdrawal. And even in this episode, when I was watching it, I was like, how did 21-year-old Justine not realize how fucked up Mike was the whole time? Because rewatching this, I'm like, Mike is high as a motherfucker, like probably worse than we've seen him up to this point. So yeah, it's just crazy. It's such an iconic season. And we started off with this really fake scene of, okay, so they do this with Snooki, Dina, Mike, and Ronnie. They're all, it's clearly the same place. And they're quote-unquote getting their passport picture taken. And, you know, Snooki's, like, pushing her boobs out. Dina's twerking. Or, you know, this was before the term twerking really was, like, mainstream. So, of course, Dina calls it Jersey Turnpiking. Mike, Ronnie, like they're, you know, they're doing all these stupid poses for their fake passport pictures. We see Polly at his house with his friends, who are, of course, part of his spinoff show, The Pauly D Project, which eventually I will probably be doing on Patreon. I don't really remember it too well. I definitely watched it when it came out, but there's always stuff to snark on and talk about in any Jersey Shore related thing. So, for sure. We get this scene of Vinny practicing Italian for the trip because, why wouldn't Vinny want to be the one who speaks the best Italian? Like I said, I will be covering his new season of Double Shot of Love, which starts this week. I will be covering that on my Patreon, patreon.com/shorejustine. And then this is kind of our first introduction to Gianni. I mean, obviously, in season three is when we see her meet him at Karma and take him home and call him a little Mario brother and say she didn't want anything to do with him. I've said this 100 times. I always wonder, how they got back in contact. But the way that they introduce him here is kind of funny because she's like, I'm dating this guy, Gianni. I really, really, really wish that she said, last season you saw me meet Gianni at Karma. Maybe season three wasn't out yet before they started filming season four. So maybe they didn't know what was going to be aired footage in or not. But either way, I wish she said, I met him last summer and, he called me 6 months later, or we ran into each other again, or whatever happened, because I really want to know that story. But they had been together for 6 months at the time, and they're like packing all of her underwear into a suitcase, and she like shows the camera her I Heart Vinny underwear from the Shore store to the camera, and it was just funny. And it's so funny, her bedroom. We've seen her room in Snooki and JWoww, but it's just so funny. It's like the bright hot pink walls with the leopard bed print, very early 2000s, very Chelsea Huska Young and Pregnant episode. That's always what that reminds me of. And then we see JWoww and Roger at the gym together, and I remember when I watched this live, I remember thinking, wow, Jenny looks like she lost weight. Like she looks really thin. And then, of course, it had come out that right before they started filming the season, she had a miscarriage and she was on medication. So, yeah, and she makes a comment where she's like, I just hope my body stays like this by the time I get back. And then Roger's like, yeah, me too. Ho, ho, ho. And, Roger's actually not in this season of Italy at all. I remember there being an episode where she calls him and he tells her that he can't get the time off work, so he can't come visit her. And then it later came out that he actually did visit Italy, and the cameras just never showed that on TV because I guess it didn't go with their storyline or what have you. But, I just thought that was really weird. Okay, so then we go over to, of course, Ronnie and Sammy, and they're single at this point. They start the season single. Why does Ronnie look like he lives in a basement apartment? Like, I saw this and I was like, really? You're on the fourth season of the most successful reality show in history, or probably one of the most. And, Sammy still lives at home and stuff, but I was just like, huh. I mean, and I'm not hating on basement apartments at all. I would actually live in a basement apartment if my upstairs neighbor was like cool enough. But it just like surprised me for Ronnie. I was like, huh. Ronnie seems like he likes spending money. I don't know. It was funny. But so the way that they decided to do this trip is all the girls are going to be together. They're going to spend the night before their flight at Dina's parents' house. And the boys are doing the same. They're going to spend the night before at Vinny's mom's house and then travel together as well. And the way that this rest of the episode, not the rest of the episode, but until they get to their house in Florence, Italy, the way that it's filmed is that they're kind of just switching back and forth between the boys and the girls. So we see Vinny before with his family. You know, of course, Uncle Nino's there, the whole bit, like 100 people at his house eating all the food in the world. But there's this moment where someone goes, Vinny, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get there? And Vinny's like, find out the age of consent. And then Uncle Nino goes, lift up their armpits. If they have hair there, you're good to go. What the actual fuck, Uncle Nino? I know this was like 2011, 2012 that this aired, and it was a completely different time, but it just, that, I can't believe they left that in. That's fucked up. And, you know, if you've been a listener for a while, you know how I feel about Uncle Nino, so that's all I'm going to say. But Mike walks in the door, and he is as high as a fucking kite. Like, you, the look on his face, he's like, oh my god, like, go back and just watch Mike, not only through this entire season, but even just this first episode, like, he looks insane. And yeah, I just don't understand how 21-year-old me did not realize that. So, like I said, they're kind of switching back and forth, so I'm kind of all over the place with the order. It doesn't really matter. But Snooki shows up to Dina's house. She has 8 suitcases. You know how much anxiety that would give me to have 8 suitcases? I understand they're going for, I don't know, a month, maybe a little over a month. And I mean, I do know that they go straight to the Jersey Shore house after, which to me, it's not really the same because it's kind of more local to all of them and they can have their friends and family bring them stuff there. But I mean, I'm definitely a little bit of an overpacker when I go on vacation and stuff. Like, I definitely bring like shoe options and outfit options. But if I had to travel with 8 suitcases, like, I honestly think that I would be such a light packer and that I would just like figure it out. But I don't know, it's easy for me to say that because I'm not on a TV show where people are judging how I look. So they eat dinner with Dina's dad, rest in peace. And then this part was like interesting because of course they're showing the girls, oh, I hope we get there before the boys. The boys, the same thing. We better get there before the girls, get the first choice of rooms. And we see the two different travel experiences. Like, we see Paula dropping off Vinny and the boys, and we see Dina's dad dropping off all the girls. And there's footage of them like checking in. You know, they have those little, not GoPros, but those like flip cams that were big back then. They're like just recording off those. And I think that they gave, well, I know that they gave the boys an easier traveling schedule and an easier flight. And I just want to know which one of the girls pissed production off to make them do this, because this, okay, so the boys basically, they take off from whatever airport in New York, I don't know which one each of them were going from, but they take off and the boys have a layover in Madrid, Spain, fine. The girls have a layover / connecting flight, whatever, in Dusseldorf, Germany. And then when the girls land in Italy, they don't even land in Florence where they're going to. They land in Milan, Italy. So here they are. We see the scene of them taking off their luggage from the like conveyor belt or whatever it's called. And like I said, this would give me the absolute worst anxiety when I'm traveling, when I'm in an airport. I hate even picking up my one bag. It like gives me anxiety if like I don't get it, or I don't know. I'm I'm weird. I have anxiety over everything. And that, let alone eight. Like, what if two are together and you get one and you don't get the other? Like, that would be too much. JWoww has a moment where she has one suitcase that's all just bronzer and all the bronzer exploded in her bag. And it was kind of like, well, yeah, if you're just packing canned spray tan bronzer in a suitcase without like wrapping it up in anything, like it's gonna explode. That was kind of weird for me. So all the girls have their luggage and they're trying to figure out where they go. So the girls have to catch a bus to drive them from Milan to Florence. And they find out that they're gonna miss their bus. So they're all running. Dina falls. They all have, I would say, 4 to 8, 9 bags each. They have them on those like pusher trolley things, and they're just running. This seems like such a nightmare. Sammy's airport outfit looks like the most uncomfortable thing in the whole world. She's wearing like skin tight jeans with flip flops. I'm like, I would not want to travel in that. Sorry. I'm like a sweatpants and sneakers at the airport type of girl. But they get on this bus and it's not even like a production SUV or anything like that. It's literally like a Greyhound bus that they get on. So it's like a public transportation bus. And yeah, it's headed to Florence. And this would have been fine with me to make the cast do this, except we go over to the boys now. The boys' flight actually lands right in Florence. And then when the boys get into their ride to the house, they're in like a production van. They're not in a public transportation bus like the girls are. So, like I said, I wonder what girl did what to production to piss them off and give them a worse travel. Unless that was just done by mistake, I don't know, but that would piss me off if I'm like, well, how come the boys get to land right in Florence? They get their own private ride to the thing. Here we are running after a Greyhound bus. I just thought it was really weird. But when the boys' flight lands in Florence, the image of the situation walking off the plane and putting his arm up in the air, that like lives in my head rent-free. And then there was like this awkward moment where Vinny's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in Italy, I'm in the motherland. And he's like touching the ground, and Ronnie like comes up behind him and kind of bends down to touch the ground too, but then doesn't like go through with it. Like he like gets up and then just keeps walking. And I was like, okay, that was like really awkward, Ronnie. So of course the girls are stuck in traffic and they're like, oh my God, and so the boys arrive at the house first. Ronnie goes into the house first. He goes up the first flight of stairs and then he just stops and he laughs and he goes, there's another flight of stairs. So yes, if you guys remember the Italy house, two huge flights of stairs. Whenever I think of this house and the stairs, I always think of Gianni and Snooki's fight when she's waiting for him to come home from walking around outside for hours or whatever he was doing. And he walks up the stairs and she runs down to meet him and she thinks it's gonna be this like nice romantic, I'm sorry, hug. And he just like walks right past her. That's all I think of. So Mike lets us know we have a jacuzzi inside the house this year. Vinny and Polly decide to room together, of course. They really like the room with three beds. And they're like, okay, well, one of the girls is going to be a roommate. It'll probably be Dina. Yeah, it'll probably be Dina. And of course, Dina does end up rooming with them, which brings a lot of good moments for us to talk about. We got her stealing the girl out of Vinny's bed and then telling the girl to go back in bed with Vinny. We got her yelling at Vinny and Polly for because they're making fun of her for bringing a guy home, and she's like, I would never say anything if you guys brought a girl home. We get a lot of good moments because the three of them room together, so I'm excited for that. But Ronnie decides to take a room with just him and Mike, which is so surprising. I mean, Ronnie says something in one of his talking heads, like, you know, I figure it's just better that way, because then I'll give Sam, like, her own space just in case. I kind of think it was more that Ronnie maybe thought that if he roomed with Mike, of all people, then he wouldn't, like, there'd be less of a chance of him going near Sam, kind of thing. But obviously that doesn't work out too well. So the girls arrive and they say hi to the boys, and they're giving them their hugs and everything. And there's a really awkward moment with Ron and Sam. Of course, they have to do the slow motion hug thing that they do. So ridiculous. I prefer watching Sam and Ron come into the house as a couple together, like in season 3, because even though they were both fucking horrible in that season coming in together, at least we didn't get that, the stupid editing of like, oh my god, like we did in Miami and then in this season. It's just, I don't care for it. We all know what's gonna happen. I don't care for it. But Polly makes a point to say that Sammy has bigger boobs this year, which was funny because I was like, oh, did Sam get a boob job or something? But she didn't, because later there's a moment where Snooki and Sam are talking about getting fake boobs together. And Sam was asking Jenny a question about having implants. So clearly she didn't. And I don't know why Polly said that. Maybe Sam was like wearing a push-up bra or something, and Polly just thought she got her boobs done because boys are stupid that way. I'm stupid that way too. My friend on her Instagram story a couple weeks ago, she posted a story, and she was wearing like the Victoria's Secret, you know, that like iconic bra that Kylie Jenner or whatever, that makes your boobs look like 2.5 sizes bigger than they are or whatever. And I was just going through my Instagram stories and my phone was on like silent. So I wasn't listening to the sound on any of them. I was just kind of watching them. And then I literally messaged my friend and I was like, did you get fake boobs? And then she's like, I literally just said that in the video. And then I went back and I listened, and she's like, by the way, my boobs aren't fake. I didn't get fake ones. This is a Victoria's Secret bra. And then I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm such a fucking idiot. But yeah, there's some miracle bras out there. I had a really nice one like that from La Senza. For those of you who don't know, La Senza is a store exactly like Victoria's Secret. It's the same company that makes both, because people will try to be like, oh, Victoria's Secret is better quality, and it's like, it's actually made by the same people, but it's a like bra, panties, lingerie store here in Canada. I'm pretty sure it's only Canadian, question mark. But yeah, it's the same thing, and they make those like insane push-up bras too, and I had one, and you know how they only last like 6 months and then like the wiring and stuff on it goes. I have to go bra and underwear shopping so badly. Okay, so we get this scene of them. They're like, okay, we're in Italy, we all have to do a shot, let's do a limoncello shot. And every time I hear limoncello, I always think of Avril Lavigne, because she has a song called I Can Do Better, and she recorded the song while wasted off limoncello, and she even added a line in the song that says, I will drink as much limoncello as I can. And I just like love hearing all the stories of that album, The Best Damn Thing, because her ex-husband Derek from Sum 41 produced that album, and it came out like a year after it was supposed to be released. Like, it was so highly anticipated because apparently they were like arguing a lot during that, and it just took them a long ass time to get through the album. Anyways, I love behind the scenes stories on stuff, clearly, guys. That's why I do a podcast about it. Okay, so they're like getting ready to go out for the first night, and there's like, this is where the conversation happens about fake boobs, and then yeah, then there's the whole thing with like the blow dry converter, because of course the plugs in the walls are different than United States plugs, so you have to bring like your own converter. And this is like a really annoying ongoing thing through this season, because you know, of course they're trying to make it seem like it's the end of the world if they can't do their hair, which to be fair, it kind of is for some of them. Like, there's a moment here with Sammy where she's like, oh my god, I can't blow dry my hair. And you could just tell it was so sincere, because obviously we know that Sammy's personality trait is her pin straight hair, and her just going over the same piece over and over and over again. But yeah, you know, there's this funny moment actually where Dina asks Snooki to do a shot with her, and Snooki goes, no, I won't wake up for the gym in the morning. Because this is like Snooki right at the beginning of this season. You can tell she had some like noticeable weight loss, just like Dina does in the very last season. And I mean, we'll get into it later in the episode as well, but basically they go explore their surroundings of the house, very much just like the first night at the Jersey Shore house in season one, walking around. You know, there's a carousel that they go on, and they're just looking at everything. And of course there are massive amounts of people just following them around, taking pictures of them. And yeah, so back at the house, there's a scene, and Dina and Mike are outside on their little balcony thing, and Dina's like, Mike, we're single, and we're like, everyone's single. And then Mike's like, yeah, Snooki's single too. And Dina's like, no, she's not, she has Gianni, but I love Gianni for her. And once again, Mike is twisted out of his motherfucking face. He's like, listen, I'm a guy, and I know guys, and like, it just doesn't work like that. He very much reminds me in this episode, the way he's talking, of like Amber Portwood from Teen Mom, when she's in her, like at the rehab facility, and she's supposed to be sober, and she's clearly like high out of her face. And she's like, when I was a kid, my parents fought all the time. Like, Mike is literally talking like that. So he says that to Dina, and then Dina's like, well, I'm a girl and I know. And he's like, well, I might know stuff that you don't know. And then Sammy's standing outside there. She goes inside and she tells Snooki, she's like, Mike thought you were single. And Snooki's like, what the fuck? Why would he think I'm single? Like, that's weird. Then there's this like weird Ron and Sam moment where Ronnie makes himself a drink, and Snooki's like, are you seriously drinking alone? You're a weirdo. And then Ronnie's like, yeah, I want a drink, whatever. It was really weird for Snooki to call him a weirdo for drinking, and then for turning down a shot earlier, because literally in season 3, all she did was drink by herself. So, yeah, it was just really weird. But Ronnie gets up and he leaves the room, and Snooki says to him, he's going to try to get back together with you. And Sam's like, no, I honestly just think he's going to do his own thing. And they're like, no, he's gonna like try to take you out on a date. Like, this is what Ronnie does. And, you know, almost this exact same thing happened in season 2, the Miami season, where Sammy's trying to be like, no, he doesn't like me, guys, but clearly, like, she knows that he still wants her back. It's literally the exact same thing. But now there's this scene of them, and I guess it's like the next morning or whatever, and they're talking about them all going out to eat. They don't know where anything is. They don't know what anything is. They're all looking at maps, and they're like, okay, well, let's drive. And then they figure out that the two cars that they have are standard, and only Mike and Snooky can drive, or not Mike, sorry, only Polly and Snooky can drive stick. And Polly's like, we have navigation in the car, so just put in the address. But of course, the navigation system is in Italian, not in English. So we got the girls in one car with Snooky driving and the guys in the other car with Polly driving. Vinny, of course, can speak the best Italian out of all of them. So even though the navigation system is in Italian, Vinny can understand it for the most part. So the boys are in a better situation than the girls are, I would say. But there's a moment too where Dina's like, does this thing not even turn to English? And it's true. It's like you think that you would be able to, there would be some sort of setting to put it in English. That's what I'd be trying to do at least. But Polly, like the girls are supposed to follow the guys. So Polly just kind of takes off and Snooki's like trying to still get her like seat adjusted and stuff, and she's still trying to figure out how the car even like turns on. Like, are these Fiats? I don't know what kind of cars these are. They're super weird. I would be doing the same thing. I'm like, let me just figure out the car for a second before I go anywhere. And Ronnie, we see Ronnie tell Polly in the guy's car. He's like, wait for the girls. And Polly's like, bro, we'll never get there if we wait for the girls. Just like, holy shit. Like, give Snooki friggin' 2 minutes to get her seat adjusted. She probably has to, like, adjust the seat and then, like, adjust the pedals to come closer to her because she's so tiny. Like, Polly's like 6 foot tall, like, perfectly fits in anything, so annoying. But we just see them like driving around the streets of Florence, and this also gave me so much anxiety. I don't even like to drive in busy places when like I know where I'm going, let alone like no one speaks English, like anything. There was even a funny moment where Polly, like, I guess drove through a stop sign, and then at the next like red light, someone on a bike came up and they're like, you missed the sign, and he's like, oh, sorry. But the girls are just lost, and the boys end up actually making it to the gym without the girls, of course. This is where we meet Luigi, the personal trainer at the gym, and Vinny describing him in his talking head was like so funny. He's like, this guy doesn't look like he's ever worked out a day in his life. I think I even might have saw him smoking a cigarette at one point outside. But he knows what he's talking about. And it just showed them working out with this man, Luigi. It was funny. So of course, back at the house, Snooki's frustrated that the boys went to the gym without her. So she's doing her little at-home workouts. She's doing like hip thrusts and crunches and leg lifts and stuff like that. And all the boys are just like making fun of her. They're like, oh, what are these workouts? Like, it looks like Snooki's having sex with herself. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you guys went to the fucking gym without her. Like, leave her alone. I, rewatching these seasons, I really, really, really don't like the guys. I think the guys are the worst. And I don't know, I guess that's something we all knew though before. Now, this next scene is just absolutely fucking incredible. I'm gonna give this like in the top 10 most iconic Jersey Shore moments for me. This is where Mike tells Ronnie that him and Snooki hooked up, and this is where the story kind of starts, the rumor, if you think it's a rumor, whatever it is, this is how it starts. So he goes, she had the boyfriend. We spoke about it, and she was like, there's something there. And like I said, high as a kite, he's like, you know, like 2-3 months ago, we like hooked up, you know, and like, you know, I think I kind of like her, you know. And Ronnie's like, right. And Ronnie has a talking head where he's like, I don't understand what the hell Mike is thinking, because this girl calls her boyfriend every single night when she gets home, every single night when she goes to bed, talks about him nonstop. Why would she fuck up that situation for this situation? And yeah, Mike is just, I don't know. Okay, so when, obviously, this is going to be something that I'm going to talk to probably every single one of my guests about and ask everyone their own views. And no matter how frustrated I get with some people's like basic opinions about it and whatnot, it's always so interesting to hear what everyone thinks really happened. Because obviously the popular opinion is that they did hook up and Snooki was like guilty about it, and that's why she got so upset, because a lot of people are like, well, if you're not guilty about it, why would you get so upset? But I think that you would anyways. But I don't know, a part of me does think that it's made up though, because Mike honestly just seems so fucking high here that he just like literally came up with it off of the top of his head. Like, it's interesting. And I know that later on Mike actually admitted that he lied and, you know, said all that. But then, of course, people will say that the only reason why he even said that was because he is sober now and he's trying to get his friendship back with Snooki, and he just doesn't care to, like, be the villain or have that kind of drama anymore, which would also make sense. So, I don't know. I'm always interested to hear other people's opinions about it, what people think happened. I kind of think they hooked up when it was like, because we know that they've hooked up before. What, we've seen it on the show. Like, we know it's happened before. But I kind of think maybe it was like before her and Gianni were official. And maybe they did something and Mike just like exaggerated it and was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it literally could be anything. And at the end of the day, the only people that know what happened are them. And I guess the unit and Ryder, because apparently they were there that night too, which is a whole other thing that obviously we're going to get into on this podcast. And I cannot wait for it. Okay, so it's the first night out. And they're going to this club called Hotel. Not Hotel. Hotel. Or do you pronounce it Hotel? Whatever. It's spelled O-T-E-L. And there's like this moment where Vinny calls a cab in Italian. And that was so interesting to me, because I always just thought, and I know that it is in like the other seasons, like actual producer cars, just like, so I don't know if they just like got an actor who speaks Italian to talk to him on the phone and like pretend like he was calling a cab, and then they just got like production in. There's like all these little moments that I'm so curious about, but yeah. So we see them at the club. Mike's like trying to get with girls. They don't speak English, so Vinny's being the translator. They didn't speak a lick of English, she said. And then there's this moment where Mike is just being creepy with Snooki. He's like hugging her and kissing her. He's kissing her on the cheeks. He's like, I love you, baby. I love you so much. And she's like, yeah, Mike, I love you too. Like at this moment, Snooki still doesn't know that he told Ronnie about what happened. So she thinks, so she's just like confused. She's like, oh, Mike's just high. Like, Mike's just being Mike. It's fine. And then JWoww pops in and she's like, Roger's coming with Gianni, so watch it. I'm like, that's such a weird moment. Also, on this season, I remember having a lot of issues with Jenny on this season. If you guys have been listeners for a minute, you know that I am a Snooki stan. I stan Snooki. I will always be on Snooki's side for the most part. Obviously, there are certain circumstances where things change, but for the most part, I like who I like and I dislike who I like dislike. But you know, even on season one of Snooki and JWoww, which I just covered on my Patreon, there's a lot of moments with JWoww where I'm like, she's actually not that great of a friend to Snooki, and she's actually kind of mean to her sometimes. And there's a lot of moments that happen like that in the Italy season. Like, remember the fight that her and Snooki get into at the winery, and Snooki's like, you're supposed to be my friend, like why can't you just be on my side for once? You're always like against me. And I mean, obviously JWoww was going through some horrible things during this season too. I feel like this season is just really dark, and maybe just wasn't a lot of a good season for a lot of them, if any of them. So yeah, I'm just, once again, I'm just so excited to get into it. But there's this moment at the very end of the episode, and Dina comes up to Polly and she's like, hi. And Polly's like, what do you want? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, tell me, what do you want? And she's like, a kiss. So Polly makes out with her, and it's so funny. Polly's like laughing while he's doing it. And everyone in the house is like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? And that's kind of just where the episode ends off, with Polly and Dina making out, which is another moment that I feel is never really talked about in the Jersey Shore fandom. So, yeah, and then I know that this kind of leads a little bit into the next episode, and I'm so excited. The trailer for this season makes it look so intense, and I just can't wait. I have so many awesome guests lined up already for a lot of really iconic episodes, so I cannot fucking wait. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Join the Patreon. I have tons and tons and tons of bonus content on the Patreon. I have the last couple seasons of Teen Mom and recaps on there. I have whole entire Euphoria thing. I have a Siesta Key episode, Snooki and JWoww, Floor Bama Shore, the past season that just happened. And like I said, I will be covering the new season of Floor Bama and the new season of Double Shot of Love out there. So right now is the perfect time to join, patreon.com/shorejustine, and join the Instagram, follow the Instagram page, Shore Store Pod. Give me a 5-star rating and a review. I really, really, really would appreciate that so much. And guys, I really have nothing else to say. Just thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited to get into this season. There's so much to talk about, and it's gonna be fucking amazing. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope everybody has a fantastic week. Bye. Also, if you're a Real Housewives of New York City fan and you want to hear me recap episodes every single week with David Baxter, you should go over and listen to Friends of the Countess and subscribe to that as well. Bye.